from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap for Tuesday. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning we will meet Alyssa Mastromonaco, which is an amazing name. She used to do an amazing job. She was the sort of the deputy chief of staff at the White House for Obama. So we'll see if we can get an insight into what's gone wrong there in Trump's White House. We've got a Bucks Fizz update for you. I imagine that these will just keep on coming. And also an update on Mike's horrific running injury. But before any of that, the Greens, what a monumental mess.
Try and explain this to me. I've always seen you as a sort of a level-headed, sensible kind of guy who was trying to right the green ship along the lines of Russell Norman to make it an environmental party that was accessible electorally to a large number of New Zealanders. Is that a fair assessment?
I'd like to think that that was true, Mike.
Right. So why are you backing somebody who lies and cheats, having this sort of fallout, and look at the damage it's all doing?
Well, this is what I keep saying about the things that Matilda did when she was young, right, is that the events that we're talking about happened 25 years ago, well before she became a parliamentarian. And, you know, she turned her life around, frankly, to go on to become the leader of the third largest political party in New Zealand.
Yeah, great story. But there's no contrition. And it's almost like she condones the behaviour. And a lot of middle New Zealanders look at that and go, it's completely unacceptable. We would never do it. And what about all the people who are in the same position who didn't do it? What does that say about them?
Yeah, look, I disagree that there hasn't been contrition.
Where has it been? I've not heard it.
Oh, at the press conference that we held on Friday, you know, she talked about the things that she did when she was young were wrong. But like she said, you know, before, she's trying to make amends with that, and she's working through the consequences of that at the moment.
Yeah, he really does sound like an embarrassed parent of a school bully, or, you know, somebody who's been doing something bad at school and's been called into the dean's office. Anyway, here's Mike's. I don't think was that convinced by all this this talk of contrition.
James Shaw was a big enough shock for me, as I expressed to him a couple of moments ago. He had seemed a level head, a stabilising force, and yet he backed to 100%. How is it possible, I thought to myself several times, that every single member of the Green Party could defend theft, criminality, no contrition, and that's before we get to the electoral fraud. The Green Party seemed better than that. In fact, all parties seemed better than that. Forget the politics and the policy. This is bigger than that. It's about decorum and morality and honesty. Surely these are attributes you would expect of publicly elected representatives. The fact that Labour says it doesn't change the relationship speaks volumes about their desperation that drives the desire to get the power. I mean, they had the opportunity to distance themselves from that mad memorandum of understanding and the stench of the crooked behaviour, but oh no, it doesn't change the relationship. Unbelievable. Lord only knows how Peter's going to live with it. As I said yesterday, Touré's inability to put her party above herself smacks of narcissism and would ultimately damage the party, and this will hit them in the polls now. And as we will, we've also predicted this, it swamps the narrative, doesn't it? Think about it. They will spend the remainder of this campaign arguing, debating and backing their decisions, and as these resignations show, a story like this doesn't go away. It grows legs. It develops more chapters. Graham and Clendon have done the right thing. It's the honourable thing. I would argue, actually, it's the only thing to do. Of course, they should never have been put in such an invidious position. Yes, there should be resignations. Of course, there should be resignations. There should still be resignations, but not theirs. Oh, the irony, eh? The irony. The confessed cheat carries on while those who asked or deserve none of it are looking for new careers.
Now, speaking of moving on from previous careers, we had a long interview with Alyssa Mastromonaco today, who used to be a key figure in the Obama White House. Interesting to get some perspective on exactly what that's like in there and how it could have gone wrong for Mr. Trump and his administration.
What is the leap like? They often say the president will say there is no job like it, there is no preparation for it, you are thrust in, you sink or swim. Is it like that for people like you and the whole administration?
I think so, yes. You know, the minute that you get there, you are in fact drinking from a fire hose. There is nothing, you know, for me, you know, I had a staff of probably 200 and some people on the Obama campaign, and then you get your roster during the presidential transition when Obama was the president-elect, and you have 30 people. And you're like, how are we ever going to do what we did with 30 people and not, you know, the 200 that we had? And the resources, because it is the government, because the funds are, you know, dispersed and the Congress is who lets you know how much money you have to spend, basically. It is pretty hard, but you figure it out. I would say within 6 months, you're in pretty good shape.
Without getting too political about all this, I mean, the big story of the White House at the moment are these leaks. How do those leaks happen? Is that just unhappy people who want to cause trouble?
No, I would say we had very little issue with leaks during the Obama administration. I think it is because President Obama had a very open and thoughtful deliberation process. So even if the president arrived at a decision that you didn't agree with, you knew that you had been heard and that you were a part of the process. The leaks that are happening now, I believe, are from people who think that they are doing their patriotic duty, that they believe that very bad decisions are being made in the White House, and that it is their duty to America to tell them what is happening.
She makes it sound like the White House staff at the moment are like members of the French Resistance, trying to get word out of the atrocities being committed. I love her expression, drinking from a fire hose. I'm going to use that one in everyday conversation. When things get a bit much for me, I'm going to tell people it's like drinking from a fire hose. I wonder if somebody will ask me to write a book about what it was like under the Mike Hosking administration. Will they ever ask the members of Bucks Fizz what it was like being Bucks Fizz before they became just the Fizz?
Bucks Fizz. Great to hear the tracks you're playing from the new album of Bucks Fizz, known as The Fizz, of course. My friends and I, you're not going to hear this on a lot of other radio stations. That's why they're not number one.
I've done my best to make sure you can't hear it on this one, and yet here it is again.
When my friends from downstairs at those niche stations saying, Mike, what is it we need to do to get where you are? I say, play more Fizz, play more of The Fizz, more Bucks Fizz.
Well, this isn't Bucks Fizz, it's just The Fizz, remember?
It's just The Fizz, because whatever that bloke's name didn't get on. My friends and I have been trying to buy a copy but cannot find it anywhere. Not scheduled for release until around the 22nd of September, which is disappointing. I'm disappointed on your behalf, but look, what do we do with all our music? We pirate it. We download it illegally, don't we?
We're previewing it. To create hype for the publishers.
Is that what it's officially called? We preview it.
We go forward in time to when it can be legally obtained.
To play you music that's not out yet, but just be patient. It's like Christmas. It's worth waiting
for.
Yeah,
or to be dreaded, also like Christmas. We didn't really steal that music, by the way. It's just on the internet. Like, it's an official video for the song. He was talking up our... We would never do anything like that. Finally, helpful advice coming in for Mike, given that he's pulled up lame at the moment.
By the way, thank you very much for your correspondence and deep national concern over my running injury. The advice I've received in the last 24 hours is extraordinary, but one of the best is coming in from Simone, who says, 3 minutes to a pain-free life by Dr. Jay Weisberg and Heidi Schink is the answer. That's the book. 6 exercises that take 3 minutes to do. It covers all the joints that need to be used every day. It returns muscles to optimal muscle length. It sets up your musculoskeletal system for daily activities. And Dr. Weisberg, 75, he's still very active. And this is the best point. Think of how you manage your teeth. So you manage your teeth well, and they last a lot longer than your muscles. Good luck. Well, Simone, thank you very much for that.
Hang on. Are they suggesting that you should brush toothpaste on your calf before you go running?
But 3 minutes a day. She says, trust you can make 3 minutes a day. My great complaint yesterday was I have time to run, but I have no time for anything else. For 3 minutes, I can probably do a bit of the rubbing and the dipping and the bending and the stretching or whatever is actually
required.
And
then you might be feeling so good that you'll run 3 minutes faster anyway.
I may well be so elastic, I could be unstoppable.
Elasto-Mike. Yeah, I don't know what's happened there, because he used to come in skiting about all his Pilates moves. I think he's of the opinion he clocked Pilates, like he could do all the moves, and so he didn't need to do it anymore. He'd won the battle against Pilates. I think that's what happened there. He was very bendy then. He could, you know, balance on a Swiss ball, you know, on one nipple, all that sort of thing. Yes, I don't know what happened to that flexibility. Anyway, PJ Montgomery quickly texted me, and when I say quickly, about an hour later, texted me to ask what the name of that book was. The 3 minutes to pain free, whatever it was, by Joe Weisberg. Anyway, if you Google a collection of those words, you'll probably come across it if you're interested. I am interested in living a pain-free life, definitely, so I'm going to go off and see if I can find it. That was the rewrap for another day. I will see you back here again tomorrow. It should be relatively pain-free again.